Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Hey, holidays are here. If you're beginning to feel a little roly-poly because of all of the different goodies that you are being invited to sample, and if you're like me, your willpower is probably down somewhere in the densest part of your little toe, well, you want to listen to my guest, because not only are we going to be talking about how to have body power so that you're going to feel better, but we're going to discover something about what almost anybody can go through. And with the holiday season, it's not unusual. And what is that? It's depression. So my guest today, Jane Baxter, has a lot to share with us. And Jane, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Jane, you are a physiotherapist. And you are a physical trainer as well. And you do something that I think is significant. You teach people to train their brains as well as they strengthen their body. And you have really worked with this. What is the reason that you decided to take the mind-body approach? Now, a lot of people would say, well, Donna, that's nothing new. How is your approach different from the way many people perceive working with exercise?
My approach is different given that I view mental health as a mind and body issue. So when I was getting my master's degree, I felt that there was something missing in the program in terms of talk therapy and medication, and that was exercise.
Yeah, okay. Jane, we're having a challenge with your connection, so we're going to call you on another line because your voice is being interfered with, so we want to be sure that we don't have that. So he's going to call you right back.
But I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah, she's gurgling badly. I can hear it. So anyway, for those of you that are on the air with us, we're having a little bit of a challenge with the phone that Jane is using, but we're going to get her back on in just a minute. I don't know about you, but for me, exercise is just absolutely necessary. I feel that it really enables me as an individual to have mental clarity. It's a great way for me to start the day. I was on the phone with someone not too long ago that I had shared information about TTAP with, and they said, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad you shared it with me. It's something I believe in. It's really great. It's really helping me. And we all, during the holiday season, are always going through this. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to gain 10, 20 pounds because of all the stuff that I'm eating. And we've got Jane Baxter back. Jane, let's go over again why this is so important, because we were having technical problems. Would you repeat what you were saying?
Better. I guess how I look a little differently, and I'm working with a psychotherapist, and you think I was doing traditional therapy, and I just feel like people need to kind of be in their bodies as well. They're talking their issues. So I did a program similar to going through a personal training routine where you're strengthening your body, doing core exercises. I have an ellipse in my office and not. Also, doing the therapy in motion, so we're doing it at the same time, and it releases endorphins, and it lowers the stress hormone levels, and so that people feel a lot stronger physically as well as what they're working on emotionally, and it's worked quite well.
All right, now, one of the things in your book, depression is a big issue for a lot of people.
Yes.
Exercise just does wonderful things for that. But you specifically, in your book, Manage Your Depression Through Exercise, you wanted to focus on that.
Yes.
Why?
Because you can't just sort of sit and mull through your depression by yourself or, you know, thinking through, you know, how to get out of it. I think you need to move your body because your body holds the depression in a certain way. And interesting research, you know, about where it's held almost in a cellular level. So to be able to exercise and release it while you're also challenging the negative thought patterns and habits is so vital. It's so important. So the book has both the mental exercises and the physical exercises to work your way out of it.
Now, one of the components that you utilize is encouraging people to keep a notebook, a 24-hour record. Now, we all know that listing thing makes a difference, but why is it that this is especially significant for an individual, let's say that is down in the dumps, and I don't know of anybody that doesn't get that way. Why is that so important for especially 24 hours?
Well, to know the phenomena of how your depression works inside of you is critical so that you can then disassemble it. And it just simply means recording the thoughts that come up and then drawing the distinction around, wow, that's a really distorted thought versus, you know, when I'm actually feeling better, I don't have that attitude. You know, drawing that distinction and being able to isolate what I call depressive habits in thinking. Because we have a running dialogue in our head, right? It's about 50,000 thoughts a day. It's this dialogue in our head. And how you then get to record the phenomena of that and then know, wow, a lot of this is just bunk. You know, it's just being generated by the depression. It's really powerful.
Yes, it is. And a lot of things can trigger depression. Anything from certain foods to certain experiences you might be going through, hormonal fluctuations, all of these variables. Now, I had to laugh when I got to page 14 in your book. I really laughed because you have here a statement that a patient of yours made that is one my husband uses all the time. And this is, and I quote, "Whenever the thought occurs to me that maybe I should exercise, I lie down until the thought passes."
Right.
And I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how many times my husband has said those very same words.
Yeah.
He uses the word urge instead of thought. But I just have to laugh because when people adopt that modality, that mental modality, it really does have an effect on them. And it's the body loves to move. The body is meant to move.
We are so geared towards that from an evolutionary perspective. I think we only use about 14% of our body's actual capacity, you know, given we were hunters and gatherers. And so, you know, that urge then becomes a habit and you got to quarantine it. You know, that's where the phenomenological reporting helps you to know, wow, this just keeps coming up and I have got to do something about it or I'm never going to move.
Yes. Now, you have a wonderful story in your book about a young woman by the name of Janet, 28 years of age. She is going to be getting married. It's like 2 years. So she's got 2 years here to get ready.
Right.
Tell us what happened with Janet, because she really had a lot of noise in her head, and she was going through some unpleasant stuff. Tell us what she did.
Well, she had a lot of changes going on in terms of not just getting married, but getting promoted. And then she had a lot of really important goals for herself that then became overwhelming. And it started to cave in on her because each time she wasn't meeting, let's say working out 2 to 3 times a week or her Weight Watchers regime, she became more critical of herself. And that criticism, you know, carries its own weight, that type of self-criticism and harshness.
Mm-hmm.
And it filtered into her relationship with her fiancé, and it really created a stuck point for her where she then started gaining weight and things just were backfiring completely. And she lost touch with really who she was, this beautiful woman who had this life in front of her. And, you know, it became so much about appearance. You know, I have to fit into the dress and, really, we're more than our appearance. Unfortunately, our society is way too slanted that way. But, you know, we lose touch with our soul in some ways and who we really are. So as we were able to correct her harshness towards herself and get back into smaller goals, you know, it was just way too much. All of it was too much. So it was breaking everything down into, really, what's the next step here? She was able to work out of it and was so, so much better off.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you're right. There are these social standards that many times are promoted by various environments. And if we're not wise enough, we buy into it without really having honesty and integrity with ourselves. I know I've done it. So I can raise my hand and say, boy, did I buy into that. And a lot of it had to do with the way I was raised and the environment I came from, which was Southern California, and you've got to try to be Miss Perfect or what have you, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm sorry, but I'm only 5 foot one, and I am short-waisted, and there are certain things that are not going to change. I don't care what I try to do. They can even put me on a stretching machine. It's not going to be any bigger than that. And it's really hard. Because you want to have examples, and you want to be able to do for yourself what you need to do. So all of these things come into play. And the wonderful thing is that she did finally get a grip on, with your help, she finally got a grip about being aware of who she was and having respect for that. I have to share with you, last night I was watching a particular television program with my husband, and there were some words in there about, it was a special deal, where a young woman had gone through something like 30 surgeries and, you know, was not eating and all kinds of things. And the line was, she was already so lovely. Why did she not see that in herself?
Right.
And she wanted to be someone else. So I caught that theme of thought that some writer had put in there to respect individuality. And I think many times we forget that. And your book brings that out, saying, do what is right for you. Get in touch with yourself and realize that you're going to have to honor this chassis. You're going to have to respect this chassis that you're in. After all, it's the one we're occupying at the time, thank you very much. And if you don't take care of it, you're going to have some problems.
Exactly. I always tell my patients, you know, love yourself through this struggle. Love yourself through it. Don't beat yourself up through it. You know, and you're more than what you look like or even those depressive thoughts. You know, think about your heart. Think about how much your friends love you. Think about what you put out in the world and how much you radiate your energy out. And people kind of meet themselves again, you know, in the therapy, like, oh, that's right, I totally got distracted by social norms and what I think I should look like or what, you know, is modeled in my family. So
now let's talk about exercise itself. Now, for everybody likes to do something different, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. We've got so many options and choices. Mm-hmm. My favorite mode of exercise is walking. And it's something that's done every single day. I've got a wonderful little Scottish Terrier. As soon as I even think it, it's like he's right at the front door saying, I'm ready, here I go. So I have that motivation. A lot of people don't have that. But you also go into strength training. And we don't have to go to a gym to do that. We could use a can of spinach if we wanted to. But why is strength training so very important?
It is, and that's why I have it as a once-a-week deal that is very manageable. You know, you can do at home or if you wanted to go to a gym. Our muscles really need the tension. When our muscles contract, they actually release a chemical that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it promotes neurons to grow and to be healthy. And it makes sense. You know, often people will pace when they're trying to figure out a problem. It really helps brain health in areas of cognition, you know, that is our judgment and our reasoning. And that's exactly what you need to combat the distortions from a depressive or an anxiety disorder. So the strength training really works at each muscle to then help with the brain functioning. And, you know, there's the other obvious reasons, which you want your joints to be supported and you want your core area strong so you don't get, you know, backaches as you age, which we all, I do. So it's really important.
I know Jack LaLanne, who was a guest on my show more than once through the years, he always said, ladies, you must do your weight training. It's very, very important for your bone density. It's very
That's
important.
Right.
Now, you said make a statement in your book, Managing Depression Through Exercise, that we need to do the robot. Don't think, don't feel, just do what you need to do. So if someone wanted to do, let's say, 15 minutes, and it's automatic. Don't worry about putting the coffee maker on or anything else. You get up out of bed, you find your little spot. What would you recommend somebody do for 15 minutes?
The first thing would just be a warm-up. So either jumping jacks or in the book, I have low-impact jumping jacks where you're just doing side lunges and you know, you're bringing your arms above your head. You do want to warm up your whole body for you know, a minute or so. And then you want to strengthen your core, so you're down on the ground doing some ab crunches, you know, up to 30. That's your upper abdominals, and then doing your lower abdominals, you know, you want to have your feet sort of up towards the ceiling as if you're trying to touch the ceiling with your toes. That pulls your butt off the ground about an inch, and that's great for your core. And if you have some dumbbells, you want to do bicep curls or even push-ups. And, you know, again, if you can't do the full push-ups, you want to just have your knees on the ground and push your upper body up off the ground that way. And then lunge work is wonderful. So in the book, I have the pictures of doing where you're holding dumbbells above your head and pulling them down to the side as you almost genuflect with your right leg. And you come back up to standing, and you do the same with your left, and you alternate. And that's a wonderful way to work out the whole body.
Now, what are these half-jumping jacks with dumbbells? I don't think I'd ever heard of doing a half-jumping jack. Tell us what that is.
Well, it's similar to the front lunges, only you're doing it to the side. And so you're working out, you know, laterally, the front ones are the lateral, and then the oblique, you know, the muscles on your sides, you're doing with more of the side movements. So you're getting, you know, pretty much every major muscle group is getting worked on.
Wow. So is that good for upper arm toning? Most women have a terrible time with upper arms as they get older. It feels like you've become, you know, you feel like you're a sailboat with a sail flapping.
It really does help. You know,
that's interesting.
Yeah, and then the tricep kickbacks are also where you're holding the dumbbell and you're, you know, bringing the weight. You're sort of standing with your arms bent, but then you're straightening your arm, and it works that muscle in the back of your arm, which we all know as you get older also needs help.
Oh, yes. Gravity, I love gravity for many reasons, but on the other hand, when you get older, by golly, it just seems to make everything go the direction you don't want it to go. As someone said, it goes south. Forget it. We don't like that. They've got to do something to change that. All
right.
Now,
exercises help tighten that up.
Yes, and that's very good to know. I've never heard of half-jumping jacks with a dumbbell, so that's really great. Now, one of the things that you said in your book is that you weren't too concerned about the amount of reps. So many times we're told, do 150 reps, 200 reps, you're in the Marines now, this is what you do, blah, blah, blah. Why aren't you concerned with the reps?
Well, reps can create, if people are doing three sets of 15 or 20 reps, they often are doing them too quickly, and then you're using momentum instead of sheer muscle to actually move the weight or do the resistance piece. So my method is to actually slow it down to excruciatingly slow, where you are doing it very slowly so that your muscle is doing all of the work. And when you're using the right weight, you can't do that many that way. You know, you can only do 10 or to 12. So it helps people focus more on their body and what their muscle is doing rather than you know, oh, I got to get to this number and take a 30-second break and do 15 more, it slows it down.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about a woman by the name of Joan. She was 43 years of age. This is a woman that internalized a lot of her emotions, and she was a very unhappy person. Tell us about her story and how she got involved with your PsychFit program.
Yes, she came in and, you know, she had put on some weight, as often happens in depression, where you're comforting yourself with food. And so she was unhappy with her self-image, certainly, and her morale, but she also wanted to take off some weight. And the work was really around how do you, you know, as I said, take those bad thoughts out of the equation and get into a routine that's more in your body, and then get into the good food plan where you're not feeling like you are, you know, responding to cravings all the time. So she did really well with that.
Well, I think that your program and dealing with a depression, and I concur with you. I think when we're under a lot of stress, I know because mm-hmm. I've done it, when mm-hmm. you're under a lot of stress, there is this urge to go for carbs. And the body, if you're not really physically active on a significant basis, the body's so efficient, whatever you don't use, it's going to store. And if you are just putting it in and you're not expending enough energy, those pounds creep up really, really fast. And it is so frustrating. I can remember someone telling me when I was in my teens, it's easy to put it on and hard to take it off. And I would just look at that person that might have been in their 40s or 50s and think, oh, my goodness, you're just so old. No wonder. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about me. And, you know, when you're younger, you just go, oh, yeah, right, sure. You're just eating too many brownies. No, that may not be the case at all because metabolism changes. Women go through menopause, and it's part of the natural process for the female survival that nature says, oh, sweetie, you can't be too trim here. We got to put something on you. So as soon as you start taking in those calories, especially during winter, if you're not physically active, boy, you can't put your pants on all after 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's really an interesting phenomenon with women. And I think men have the same challenge, but their metabolisms work a lot differently. Not that we don't have obese men. We do. But I found my father, I can remember as a little girl, it didn't take him long at all to drop weight. My mother could starve herself and couldn't get it off.
That's exactly right. Their muscles work differently, and they just don't have the same body fat composition that women have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you have sections in here where people can evaluate themselves in the safety of their own home, their own area of privacy. And you share all of these different aspects. One of your big components that you like to work with are affirmations, and you have a whole page of these that I think are just really nice. And then you go into saying about, and I believe for this very strongly, that when we repress emotions, going back full circle to depression, being down in the dumps, our bodies they actually hold on to those memories. I feel every cell in the body has a memory. And if it has been injured or hurt or traumatized, that memory is never gone. It is there. And we have to deal with that. And you go into that. What brought that to your attention about cellular memory?
Since I pulled this program together about 9 years ago, I've just kept my eyes open for anything that would support it, including doing very active research on it. And so I came across great, you know, research articles and theories about how things are held at a cellular level in our peptide receptors and that they carry these molecular messages to receptor cells, and that these are all throughout our bodies, and they hold emotional memories and can create blockages that then come up time and time again for people in certain vulnerable areas. So some people are very tight in their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Others can feel nauseous frequently. Or if people experience trauma in certain parts of their body, that's where it gets held. So as you exercise, it creates a catalyst to unlock these repressed emotions. And I was so happy when I found this research because it really made sense to me. I think kind of know it at an innate level, but then to read the research it was really exciting.
I think so. You go into the issue of anger, which can mm-hmm. contribute to a very down level in
yes.
one's life, and yes. you go into talking about commitment. You talk
yes.
about how important it is that we be committed to ourselves.
That's
and
right.
I think that's a tough one for a lot of people, especially women. They'll
yes.
put everybody else first and themselves last. And that is
right.
really hard to break, that particular level of conditioning. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of what I help people with is motivation, which is really about three things. It's about your values, your confidence, and your circumstances. And as you make the commitment, which is about your values, you know, that I love myself, which is why I say love yourself through the struggle, that will help people's commitment, and then their confidence grows. You know, it's hard to really rally your confidence when you've been saying for the last year, I'm going to go to the gym, and you don't go.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is a lot about setting up your circumstances with the charts, and keeping record, putting your workout clothes right by your bed so you trip over them and make sure you put them on robotically, to just stack the deck in your favor, because once you get started, again, your peptic receptors release the bad emotions and it creates this wonderful positive echo effect that then keeps your commitment and motivation going. And it's simply one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. You also have a good section in your book on people that might have disabilities. And
yes.
one of the things that I have noticed is many people mm-hmm. who use scooters, I've
yes.
seen so many of them carrying a lot of excess weight. And it's important
mm-hmm.
for people to know if you have a disability, that doesn't mean you need to become obese. So there's things that we can do for ourselves. And it may take a while. It's not likely that your 20 or 30 or pounds or more got on your body all that quickly. But by golly, it is going to take some time and some effort. And even with the holiday season, there are things that we can do that allow us to enjoy whatever it is that we're going to enjoy, but realize that we do want to take care of this body. And exercise is one of the best things in the world that we can do. What is your website that people can go to, Jane, to find out more about your PsychFit program?
It's www.psychfitinc, so that's PsychFitInc.com. And I just want to really support what you just said there, that you don't have to do a huge overhaul. It's small changes that can make a great deal of difference. A few simple exercises can have a major impact on how your day goes, and then it creates the next day and the next day. And you just have to get up every morning with determination, and then you go to bed at night with satisfaction. So,
well, I'll tell you, having a long work day as I do, I have learned
mm-hmm.
the hard way that when I don't have some kind of physical exercise that I do consistently,
yeah.
there definitely is an effect, because there's not the alertness, there is
right.
almost a sense of exhaustion,
right.
and the body really needs that. At least I have found that to be, and it's just me. As I said, my husband has his saying, I don't go along with it, but it tickled me when I found it in your book. For those of you listening, look, the holidays are here, don't get depressed. Jane Baxter has
right.
put out a good book. She even has a 5-week plan, so that you can work with yourself. Why not start it now manage your depression through exercise. All you need to do is start a program. And she's got some wonderful tips here on some options you can work with. Jane Baxter, thank you for being my guest today. And for those of you listening, we are taking a break. Check out our website, psychfitinc.com, and you'll find out even more about her wonderful program. We're going to be right back.
Thanks, Donna.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, which I would be delighted to do, that's 888-627-6008. I cannot tell you how important it is for you to really take care of yourself. It is something that I have seen the results of people that just don't think it's significant and the price that they pay later on. So I enjoy having people like Jane Baxter on who have dedicated themselves to trying to help people be the best that they can be physically, because it really does make a difference. When you're sick, when you're ill, you're not going to be as productive as you would like to be. So do take care of yourself. And I had a friend that this morning we were supposed to get together for a meeting, and she said, oh, I don't want to be around you. I've got a cold. I'm not feeling good. I said, take yourself home, rest up, feel good, and thank you for being so thoughtful and not being around me when you are in this contagious mode. So that was very thoughtful of her, and I think we need to remember that. So just remember, get your rest. The holidays are fabulous. They're absolutely wonderful. But sometimes we're so busy working, taking care of our families, getting ready for Christmas Day, New Year's Day, whatever events they're going on. You've got all of these festivals that are occurring. You just need to remember, take time for yourself, take care of yourself, eat well, and get your rest. Have plenty of fluids, and you might get through this season without one sniffle. So take care of yourself. There is a delightful poem that was written by Wotola Tramer, and I have the most adorable picture in front of me. It's an old-fashioned Christmas card, and it's an image of a little girl in Victorian night dress with her teddy bear and one of her dolls and a candle in her hand, because that's the only light that she has to get her to her bedroom. And the house is all decorated, and she's ready to climb up the stairs. And this is the poem that went along with this old-fashioned Christmas card. 'Twas the night. Would you wait up all night for a man who promised to give you everything you want? All you have to do is be good. You tell the children, please go to sleep. But propped up on couch pillows, you wait. Would you recognize him if you saw him? Too soon, the wait is over. Sunlight squeezes through the window. On the table, the four red sugar cookies you set out for him, one by one, you eat them. The sweetness sings in your mouth. Hair unbrushed, squealing, the kids run tumble-skip down the stairs, and you realize you have everything you want. Delightful. I really appreciated that. I think that that is just a wonderful statement about what that particular day is all about. By the way, I have got a recipe for you. I know we were just talking about exercising and taking care of ourselves. Well, when it comes to the holidays, there are some special things that you do. I know that I do. I only do them during the holiday season because I know I can share them with a lot of different people. Well, I've got a recipe here for a maraschino cherry cake. Mm-hmm. Are you salivating yet? Maraschino cherries. Yum. They're put in so many different things. Well, how about making a cake? And it's perfect. The colors have come out. So I'm going to have that recipe for you, and I wanted to share that with you. By the way, tomorrow we are going to have, as a guest, Deanna Buher, Creating Personal Presence. Creating Personal Presence. This is something that is so significant. Who we are, well, however we present ourselves, does make a difference. But how can we go about doing that? What is our real self? Well, Deanna's going to be helping us to answer that question. And then Petscaping with Scott Cohen. We're going to be learning about how we can make our yards so very compatible with what we want and with what's going to work with the animals in our lives. And then on Friday, we have a very special second guest. We're going to have Daryl Nisnik, and he has written A Tale of Christmas titled Mary's Son. It has won a Mom's Choice Award that honors excellence, and this is just a marvelous story. So we're going to have two guests on Friday, and I know you'll enjoy both of them. So be sure to take time, if possible, to tune in. I know your schedule is a busy one, but I'm always delighted to have you join me, and I'm so glad that you're able to do so. Okay, and quick like a bunny, let's give those of you that have not yet gotten your horoscopes for winter of 2012. Now, so far, we've covered Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. So let's take a couple. How about Cancer and Leo, okay? So when it comes to romance, family, under the sign of Cancer, you are going to have a lot of stress. Yeah, oh, didn't you just want to hear that from me today? But seriously, there is just a lot going on. Of course, we're in this holiday flow, but my goodness, 2012, you've got a lot on your plate, so time management is going to be very, very important, and don't be afraid to ask people for help if you need it. I don't know why we're so stubborn about doing it. I know I'm stubborn at times. Well, I'm going to do it myself. Well, many times if you ask for help, it's just so much easier. So those of you under the sign of Cancer, by golly, do that for yourself. And financially, you're paying attention to how you want your life to be. And you want to be sure that you have a good, healthy financial balance. So you're taking the time to make evaluations about what you can do for yourself so that you're going to get the results that you want economically. And you can be frugal if necessary. There's nothing wrong with that. And traveling, well, by golly, you're going to have a chance to do some of that. There might be some mini trips here, but you're going to have a chance to get away, visit some areas maybe you've always wanted to visit. Though the budget may be something that you're controlling rather tightly, don't worry about that. There's always ways to go and visit places, have a good time, and not have to spend a whole bunch of money. And I'll tell you what, starting February, you're going to feel like you have got a bit of the Midas touch when it comes to money, for those of you under the sign of Cancer. Now, for those of you born under the sign of Leo, you are going to find yourself really, really wanting to focus on your relationships. And if a relationship in your life is not working, you're going to be willing to let it phase itself out. If you are wanting to open up the opportunity for someone or some new social associations to come in, you're going to do that too. So you're really on the upside of taking charge of your space in relationships, personal and professional. And as far as money goes, well, you are pretty much going to be in a stable patterning. You're going to find that income is going to be stable, and if you are looking for a job, you're not going to work from a sense of panic. You're really going to look for those environments that are going to be supportive of where you see yourself or where you want to see yourself in the coming years, and I think that's great. By golly, you're going to be one lucky person in 2012. It just seems like Lady Luck is going to be shaking hands with you frequently, and you are really going to want to interact with people. It's as if you might be coming out of an isolationist period somewhat, and you're saying, nope, now it's time for me to get back into the groove, and that's what you're going to do. But you are going to be discriminating about who you choose to have your associations with. So those are the two signs, Cancer and Leo, and we have four more to go, Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, and we'll get to those another day. Okay, if you got that pad of paper and pen handy, all righty, let me give you this maraschino cherry cake. Well, fiddle-dee-dee. If you're going to be decadent, why not do a good job of it? But this is one cake recipe that I don't think many people have ever heard about. And it comes from one of my cookbooks, one of my older cookbooks. Are you like me? Do you like to collect cookbooks? Are you fascinated with recipes? I always am. I enjoy the Martha Stewart Show. I enjoy, you know, the Barefoot Contessa, so many of them. I just am intrigued with the different ways people work with food. And I've always had a fascination with baking. And, of course, almost anyone involved in baking will say it's a very precise art. You have to deal with measurements. And I would say frequently that is true. Well, talking of being precise, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a half a cup of shortening. Whatever your shortening is, and this is like a solid shortening, I'd recommend butter. 1 1/4 cups of sugar, 1 1/4 cups of sugar. If you want to use extra fine sugar, that works very, very nicely with this recipe. Regular, 2. 1/2 teaspoon of almond extract, 1/2 teaspoon of almond extract. You're going to need 16 maraschino cherries, and you want to cut them up fine. You're going to need 2 cups plus 6 tablespoons of sifted cake flour. Now, it's very important. 2 cups plus 6 tablespoons of sifted cake flour. You're going to need 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of the maraschino cherry juice. Yes, that's going to give it its color and also add flavor. And then you're going to need 1/2 cup of milk. Do not skimp on the milk. Use whole milk. I like to actually use half and half, or sometimes evaporated milk, whatever I happen to have available, but you want the whole milk. 4 egg whites, and then there is a marshmallow frosting that goes on this, and these are the ingredients for the marshmallow frosting. 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 1/3 cup of water, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 egg whites, 1 1/2 teaspoons of light corn syrup, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 cup of miniature marshmallows, or 16 large marshmallows, and those have to be cut up. And you may want a little bit of red food coloring if you want to keep that color theme that goes along with the cake, or just leave it white. Who cares? Whatever you want to do. Now, I know we're going to be going on a break in just a minute, so when we come back from the break, I will give you the directions for this marvelous cake and for the holidays. Oh, people just go, ooh, when you cut into it. It just is so pretty, and the flavor is so delicious. So we'll be coming back with that. Donna Sebo here. If you want to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. When we come back, I'll give you the how-to put together on the maraschino cherry cake along with the marshmallow frosting that goes on the top. Yum. Kids are going to love this. So will adults. Donna Sebo, we'll be taking a break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function.
Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I have a wonderful, wonderful story to share with you after I give you this recipe. And by the way, don't forget, for those of you that might be in the Portland, Oregon area, I am going to be doing an appearance, in Portland this Saturday. And you can find out all the information from CindyMcGonagall.com, that's CindyMcGonagall.com, her wonderful website. You can go in and check up on it. And also on my website, DelphiInternational.com, you'll find out the information about the time, the location, and everything else. But we have got a wonderful event going on Saturday from 1 until 4 in Portland. So I invite you to join us. And find out all the details, again, by going to my website, DelphiInternational.com. Okay, the maraschino cherry cake. This is what you need to do. You need to take your butter, cream it well, add your sugar gradually, beating until it's nice and light and fluffy. Then you want to add your almond extract. You're going to mix your cherries with 2 tablespoons of flour. And then you sift the remaining flour with your baking powder and salt, and you begin and end with dry ingredients. When you're adding to the cream mixture, you alternate the wet and the dry with the combined cherry juice and milk, beating until it's smooth. Now, once that is done, you then want to take your egg whites. You want to beat them until they're stiff, but you don't want them to be real, real dry. You want them stiff, but not dry. So then you take those beaten egg whites and you fold them into your flour mixture. Now, you will need 2 pans, and I neglected to tell you that in the beginning, an 8 by 2 inch square pan lined on the bottom with wax paper, and you want to grease the wax paper, so nonstick cooking spray is just wonderful. You grease it, and you bake it in a preheated moderate oven of 350 degrees for about 35 minutes. And then you let it cool in the pan. Now, remember, you want to test the cake to make sure it's done, because some of our ovens are a little bit different with temperature settings and the way that they bake. So you want to test it, make sure the inside is cooked, test it with a toothpick. And then you cool it in the pans for 5 minutes, and then turn your cakes out on the racks, and you want to peel off your wax paper and cool. Now, the marshmallow frosting is what you're going to do to frost these cakes with. I gave you the ingredients for the marshmallow frosting. You want to take your first 5 ingredients and put them in the top part of a double boiler. And that double boiler, you want to be able to have the water there simmering underneath. And You want to, well, actually, you want to bring it to a boil. I've corrected myself there. The water in the water portion, the bottom pan, you want it boiling. In your upper portion, you're going to put your sugar, your water, your salt, your egg whites, and your light corn syrup. And you want to whip that until they are mixed. And then you put that mixture that has been whipped and mixed, you put it over the boiling water, and you want to beat it in that double boiler. You want to beat it with a whisk for 7 minutes. The frosting will form peaks, and then you want to take it off the heat once those peaks have formed, and then you want to add your vanilla and your marshmallows, and then you beat it until it's nice and smooth and shiny. And if you want to add a few drops of red food coloring, you can do it then. And you'll know it'll have a density to it from the beating, and then that's when you spread it on your cooled cakes. And it is just going to be a big hit. It's just it's a very simple recipe, but, oh, it is so delicious. Well, I told you I had a wonderful story to share with you today, and I do. And it is about a family. And this is a story of an experience this family had in 1961. And this is taking place in the southern area of the United States where it can get really cold. People don't seem to associate cold with the southern area of the country, but it does get bitter cold down there. In fact, it had been down to freezing when this family went out in December of 1969. They were going to cut down their Christmas tree. And they did that, and they brought it into their home, which was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And they just loved the feel. It just smelled good and just really were having so much fun. Well, this family was a young family. And the wife was pregnant, and she said, uh-oh, I think we're getting close to time. Be prepared. We're going to have to go to the hospital. Well, as it turned out, there was a little boy that was born. He was 6 pounds, 7 ounces, and had come into the world with an enthusiasm that just was very much welcomed by the young parents. However, they were really surprised when the hospital staff, because it was Christmas time, how they had put the little one in a little Santa outfit. They even had a little Santa cap on him when they brought him back to his mother. However, as the years went by, their son, whose name was Josh, well, he ended up having some problems. And in October of 2003, he had a heart problem, a major heart problem. It was the collapse of an enlarged heart, and it had come about by so many different things because he had had to take so many different medications. This little boy that had been welcomed in the world in 1969, in 2003, at the age of 34, he passed away. His mother said he had been sick for half of his life, but he never gave up on life. Well, not only did he have a heart problem, but they found that he had also a brain disorder. He was part of a team of gifted teen musicians, and it was just really, really a very difficult road for this boy that had been born, young man actually, that had been born in 1969. But his family does something very special. They said because of the medical treatment available at the time, when they found out the problems with Josh's heart and some other things, she said our son was able to live on his own as an adult. And she said, we are not mourning our son at Christmas time. And she said, in fact, we celebrate his life because he had so much in his life because of a lot of caring people and modern-day technology as it evolved. She said, we feel like we were very fortunate to have him in our life. And she said, we have to be willing to throw ourselves open to the possibility of pain at any moment She said, I wouldn't choose otherwise. She said, today we have four grandchildren, two of them his namesakes, and this holiday, as always, will hang our son Josh's bright little Santa hat and worn red felt stocking that he got when he was a baby on our Christmas tree. A wonderful story of love and recognizing the gift of life. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. So glad you were able to join me. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you are. God bless. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.